Taking you to 8:45 on your morning radio show. It's Radio Life and Style. You're with Mike in the morning, and Mr. Chapman is in the studio. Hold the line.
Good morning.
His plumbing's always on time. And the world's first and only dedicated plumbing radio show. Into another edition. Welcome, Mr. Chapman. Chapman Plumbing.
Thank you. It's always lekker having a chat with you on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, and look, just as we're keeping tabs on the situation around town with all the anxiety around the planned mass protest action, you've got quite a fleet of vehicles doing their thing, and no reports, nothing notable.
We had a full spread of staff on no absenteeisms today.
Well,
we guys came from Stanger, from Groutville, from Etete, from Shayamoya, all over, and they've all come to work.
This is good. I mean,
so yeah.
We'll obviously be keeping tabs throughout the day, and if there is anything that develops, we'll put the word out. But right now, while we're talking about the wonderful world of plumbing, Barry has been off air just giving me a bit of an education in the world of warranties, the warranty process, and what a world it is. what an interesting thing. If you've ever had something under warranty go wrong, something fail, in particular something plumbing related, you might have been through a bit of a ringer trying to get it sorted and replaced. Barry, what's the story with what are the common gripes regarding warranty process and critical plumbing components? What do people need to know? What do they not understand?
Yeah, so I think the important thing to first line up with is the fact that the plumber is the installer.
Okay. Not the manufacturer.
We're not the manufacturer of a product. So we are the installer. It's imperative that us as the plumber, we install that product in a compliant manner, the way the manufacturer wants it done.
Okay. So, and there is, for every high-end component, there is a certified, specified way that it should be 100%, installed to spec.
Okay? 100%. So, for example, you have a water heater, a geyser, that wonderful thing in your roof or outside that produces that great goodness when you need to have a shower, you don't need to freeze your little bits off.
Yeah.
So, the process that goes down with a water heater warranty claim is the water heater itself, we come out to site, we come and inspect it, we get the serial number and everything off of the water heater. A warranty is then logged with the relevant manufacturer.
Okay.
Majority of those manufacturers have got a 48-hour turnaround time. So if you've got a little drip on your water heater, we leave the vessel connected because we've had issues in the past. If you have a catastrophic failure in your water heater where it's now gushing water out of it, we come to site and we disconnect the water heater, we end cap the pipes. But it's imperative that when the warranty manufacturer contact you as the client, because they won't contact us, contact you as the client, you phone us, because we now have to come back to site, reconnect that component back together so that it's in its plumbed form.
Ooh, aye.
Because if they come to site and it's been disconnected, they can turn around and go, this installation is not working, so...
Wow, but that seems to, I mean, obviously that's a massive inconvenience if you are a person who's now got a faulty something, and you can't get it whipped out and,
So as the plumber, we can't go, if you've got a leaking pressure regulating valve on the inlet to your property and that thing fails and starts piddling water out of it continuously, we can't go and whip it out, go to the supplier and go, hey, this thing's failed. Please swap it out. Certain manufacturers we can, but the vast majority of them, it needs to be in place. And
what's that sort of average wait time for, you got a faulty leaking pressure valve?
2 days.
It's two. So you
48 hours. 48. Sorry. It's two working days.
from when you call it in. So you this thing might have been leaking for a while. Now you've actually cottoned onto it, you've identified it, you've called Chapman Plumbing up, they've had a look at it, they said, oh yeah, no, this is a manufacturing failure, a critical component failure, and it's still under warranty. Now, do you want to go the warranty route? Okay, you got to wait. You got to let that thing keep on leaking.
No, it's absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, we've had instances where we've literally had manufacturers want to void a claim on a geyser because we've disconnected the thing because it was leaking that much water. And I had to get hold of head office and talk to all sorts of people to say, listen, just give us the chance to go back out to site. Would it be nice if you had phoned us anyway? Because when we logged the warranty, we told you we had disconnected it because it was leaking so badly. So let us come out to site. Let's reconnect it back up. And then you can assess the thing in a working condition. Yeah, and eventually they go ahead with it because, you know, they're just trying to find the quickest route to bail out of a warranty.
Man.
There's another plumber in town who had a pressure regulating valve that failed. And so the one thing people don't understand about a pressure regulating valve is on the PRV, it's got that little half-inch pipe that comes out of it that is the expansion valve. So every time your geyser goes through a heating cycle, whenever things heat up, molecules expand. That water's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So your piping system in your property can only fit so much water in it.
Yeah.
So when those molecules expand, that expansion valve opens up and it drips water out of it. So, but it will drip intermittently. Whenever your geyser goes into a heating cycle, it'll drip and it'll stop.
And it's meant to.
That's normal operation.
Yeah.
But if your pressure valve is dripping or running 24 hours a day, there's a problem with it. There's a failure. So this other friend of mine, another plumber, he logs a warranty claim. Now, the way things are supposed to be piped up these days is balanced water pressure.
Mm.
So balanced water pressure is you have your main pipe coming into your house, you've got your pressure valve, and then it tees off to the cold water line, and it goes to the geyser. So now you've got the pressure regulating valve keeping everything maintained at the same pressure. In the instant where you have a unbalanced system, which is a lot of the older houses where they only had the pressure valve safeguarding the geyser because that was the only thing that needed to be safeguarded, the pressure valve would be installed right next to the geyser, up in the roof or outside or wherever. And then afterwards, you need to, on the hot water discharge from that geyser, you need to install a non-return valve. So when you open a mixer up in the middle, your cold water pressure is going to be higher than the hot water pressure, so you don't get pushback.
So have you ever noticed a tap with that situation? Now you know why.
So if you have pushback, the pressure valve's going to open, it's going to fail. So this poor guy was having an argument with the warranty claim plumber saying, I don't need to install a non-return valve on the hot water outlet of my water heater because it's a balanced system.
Yeah.
Here is the photo. Here is the videos. You can see everything. Main inlet coming in, cold water supply pipe, hot water pipe supply, water supplying.
This is the modern plumbing way.
So everything is balanced in this property. This pressure valve has failed. And it took them nearly a week of backwards and forwards to get it resolved, where the warranty plumber eventually went, okay, fine, we'll change the pressure valve. He could have done that there and then, undone the compression fittings, put a new pressure valve in and checked it and gone, oh, yes, it is the pressure valve. But,
well, you know, I get how frustrating this is for the client, for the plumber.
100%.
And what can be done to avoid such sticky, hairy situations? I suppose, number one, you want to make sure that the components that you are installing have a low failure rate. They are of a standard that they get very few warranty claims because, you know, they're manufactured solid. I would assume that a top plumbing operation would recommend quality products to a client. Obviously, budget is a factor. Sometimes, you know, the premium products are out of out of the scope of the budget. But, I mean, what would your advice be, Barry?
So first off, listen to the person that's installing the stuff. We used to install another brand water heater many years ago that came into the market quite hard. And they rebranded and they became, you know, quite something. And we started installing this product quite a bit. And then we started picking up one or two warranty claims. But instead of like the other manufacturer that we've dealt with for decades, where you've got a defined 48-hour turnaround time, it will get resolved within that time period. You now end up in a situation where you're waiting 2 weeks. Oh. Emails aren't getting answered. You're not getting claim numbers. And it gets to a point where you as the installer start looking like a bit of a muppet because you're now feeding back to the client and the client's going, no. So we, I think it was probably 5 or 6 years ago, stopped using that brand of water heater completely because their backup service was non-existent. For me, you can install any product, but the most important part about that product is the backup service. Is there backup service? When things fail... And it's not a matter of if, it's when, because things do fail.
Yeah.
Is the warranty process in place? Is it a solid warranty process? And, you know, is there a reputation that things get sorted out?
Something to consider, something to think about and to ask your plumber about. If you're planning a new installation or you're remodeling or adding a bathroom or whatever it is, make sure that you've had to think about this stuff. And then obviously make sure that you've got the paperwork and the records to back up any potential claim.
100%.
Hang on to that stuff.
100%.
So if you didn't know, now you do. Hopefully Barry's feeling a bit better as well. He's had a bit of a vent. He's his pressure valve has been released. And look, bottom line, use a really good plumber. Use the best components you can. Take their advice. Ask for their advice. And hopefully you will avoid too many nasty situations that involve warranty claims, etc., etc. And Barry, for anyone listening who might want to pick your brain and get your team to consult on an installation or to check out something that might be leaky and might be warranty claim, what's the smartest way to get in touch?
Oh, well, we're on Facebook. You can find all our details on Chapman Plumbing. We're online as well, chapmanplumbing.co.za. And then my cell phone number is 082-571-6455. And then the magical office that keeps things railing on is 032-525-4123. And yeah, we're there to help you guys out with any issues whatsoever plumbing related.
You heard it here on your Tuesday Plumbing Chat, Mr. Chapman, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. Let's do it again next week, my friend.
Beautiful.
Yeah, keep that water hot. And being back to the music right now, here's a hot tune for you.